Today is Friday, October 17th, 2025, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. It is National Edge Day. You know, I'm going to look that one up because I don't think it's what I think it is. It celebrates a conscious choice and a vibrant youth movement, the commitment to living free from alcohol, tobacco, and recreational drugs. Okay, not the type of edging I was thinking about. But it is National Edge Day. You know, you can take that to mean whatever you want it to mean, and you can celebrate however you might want to celebrate. You can choose not to drink alcohol, or you can do other things. It's Black Poetry Day. It's also National Mammography Day, National Mulligan Day, and National Pasta Day. So I've been thinking about it, you know, and I know I made... No one has reacted to the announcement that I made yesterday, which probably means no one has listened to yesterday's show because, A, most people are behind. So in a month, I'll get some, you know, feedback that, oh my God, Adam, you're just going to one day a week, you know, once everyone gets caught up. So that'll, you know, that'll be when that happens. But why was I saying that? Oh, I've been thinking about how I can do things like the day, like what day is it and stuff like that. And I think what I'll do is I'll just say, here are some days that are being celebrated this week, you know, and that'll be a little segment. And then, you know, for updates, you know, I'll do a little weekend update, do a little, you know, life update once a week, contact. I think I can break it up and then just kind of combine things. I don't think it'll be like a huge problem. We do have one more voicemail that I want to clean out of the coffers so that we start fresh with this one day a week next week. I haven't even decided what day I'm publishing, but for now I'll do it on Mondays. But then I was thinking I need to probably check and see when do we, I don't even know when we publish the mix. Is it Monday? Is it Tuesday? I think it may be Tuesday, but I'm not 100% sure. And then when does Joe usually publish Throwing Down? Like what day of the week? Because then if I put Geeky Gay on a day that's not one of those 2 days, then you're getting 3 days of Adam, you know, in a given week. Throwing Down is only every other week, so that's a little bit different, but still. So yeah, let's listen to this voicemail. I'm pretty sure it's from Scotty. You know, others of you can call 479-221-9393. But, you know, I do enjoy Scotty as well. So let's have a listen.
Right, Adam, I've been to the chemist. I've got my crazy pills. A box of 30 costs $7.99 in Australia, which is probably about $5.50 US dollars. So is that good? 30 tablets of crazy pills?
Well,
okay, so Scotty. Bye.
I don't actually know how much my pills cost because my insurance covers it. And, you know, we have to have insurance over here. And my company has a good prescription policy. And so most generic prescriptions are $4. So, anytime you get a prescription, they're going to usually, unless there's some reason, they're going to default to the generic. And so I normally pay $4. But, I think one of them is more expensive. It may be like $10 or $15 for a month, but I'm not really sure. Anyway, most of my prescriptions are $4, so I don't really know. So what else has been going on? My car situation is fixed. It ended up costing me $3,600. I did do both the clutch problem, which was the main thing, and I had all four of my tire pressure sensors replaced. So that added a little bit more. And oh my God, my body shop has a 3% credit card fee for using a credit card. And I use a credit card for everything because I'm trying to get loyalty points and frequent flyer miles. You know, my entire trip to Switzerland, the flight was all paid for with frequent flyer miles. So we didn't have to, I know a lot of you are like, oh, Adam travels all the time and they spend all this money on traveling. And we do spend quite a bit of money on traveling, which may have to change if I change jobs. But honestly, the flight part of it, between Mark and I, we're normally able to save enough frequent flyer miles on either United or American that we can normally pay for the flights with frequent flyer miles. Now, it's not completely free. They do add some fees on top of that. So like you meant to pay frequent flyer miles plus $50. But it's still better than a, you know, because a lot of international flights are, even for just basic economy, you could be looking at $1,000, $1,200. It depends on when you buy it and all that kind of good stuff and where you're going. I don't think I could use frequent flyer miles for Scotland, or it didn't make sense to use frequent flyer miles for Scotland. And those were some expensive tickets. I want to say we paid $1,200 a piece. To me, that's expensive. When I look at these business class and first class and you're paying $5,000 one way for a business class, there is no way. I would have to be a bajillionaire to pay that much for a seat. I'm like all about the frequent flyer miles, all about what's the cheapest. Anyway, my car is done. And I went ahead and used my credit card, but a 3% fee on top of $3,500 was like $90-something. So then I'm thinking, was that really worth it? Because how much are those frequent flyer miles worth? You know? But I did it. The other reason is I didn't have my debit card on me, because I never use a debit card. I didn't have a checkbook. I needed to pay. So, you know, that's kind of what I did. But anyway, so that's taken care of. Yesterday after work, Mark and I met at the airport, because that's where I needed to return my rental car. And that was quick and easy. Just pulled up. Normally with Avis, with my perks that I get from my loyalty points. Again, loyalty points, I can just kind of pull up and they have an app and I can just say click return vehicle in the app. But I'm not sure it works exactly right at our airport. We have a small airport. So I did go ahead and pull up, and there was a lady there checking people in. So I went ahead and went through that process, but it was really, you know, she just checked the mileage, checked the gas, and said, I'll email you a receipt. And I got a receipt and everything was fine. So that's all taken care of. And other than that, like I said, at work this week has just been planning week. And I still have, I don't know, 5 meetings. I'm recording a little bit. I'm recording during my lunch break. And I still have 5 meetings this afternoon that I have to do. And I have therapy this afternoon, which I'm not really looking forward to, because therapy, I wish therapy was fun, but it, you know, you have to talk about things that are not fun to talk about. And so it's not really necessarily fun. Some days it's, you know, it's okay. And I usually feel better after therapy and not worse. But the process of going through talking about crap that I don't really want to talk about with anyone is difficult. And so I'm not really looking forward to that either. And then I have the mix tonight, so that'll be fun. We'll have some fun and that'll pep me up. And then this weekend we have a Broadway show called, I think it's the Broadway series. So it must be a Broadway show. It's called A Beautiful Noise, or Beautiful Noise, I think. Let me just look. Beautiful. I'm like Fatty. We have a subscription. Oh, is it about Neil Diamond? Oh, it's a Neil Diamond musical. Didn't he die in a plane crash or something? I don't know. I don't know much about. Anyway, we've got that. There's a birthday party in the afternoon. I don't know if I'm going to it. Mark hasn't even decided if he's going to it because he's got to run this virtual marathon. He's actually doing a real marathon in Springfield. But the real reason he's doing the marathon is so that he can satisfy the virtual marathon for the New York marathon. Once he satisfies the virtual marathon, he automatically gets an entry to next year's New York marathon. So anyway, that's what we're going to be doing, and we'll see what happens next week. But we are moving to one episode, and at least for now, it's going to release on Monday. So I will talk to you then. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys on Monday. Have a good weekend. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.